producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Was that Alcatraz story a Jennifer story?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm sure we can find it. Jennifer suggested we talk about the an escaped prisoner from Alcatraz.
Apparently didn't die as shown up. Yes.
Right, who they thought on was the radio. Who they think might still be alive. Right, now the hunt is on.
The hunt is on for good broadcasters. Jennifer has left the building. She's taking a trip with her father for business reasons to Czechoslovakia. She likes to refer to it as the Czech Republic, which I guess is the politically correct way to refer. Do they call themselves Czechs anymore?
I guess they do.
Is that politically correct?
No,
really?
I think so.
There's Roberta Fasanelli, who calls herself an Italian. She's here on the Good Day program. Have her Queen of Cheap report in a few moments. You hear those of you who are new to the program listening in Memphis and in, where else are we? Melbourne. Well, that's not new. And Mobile, Alabama, and Des Moines, Iowa. Hello. 888-302-3684 connects with us. You can be connected to the rest of the world through the conversations that we have here. All of us, we have a sort of a we have an ensemble, including Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Dr. Joy Brown joins us from time to time. We have lots of people who are here to help us understand the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. And so we move into an interesting phase of the Tamir Rice shooting. Remember Tamir Rice? The situation in Cleveland, and indicted, well, actually, I don't think this police officer has been indicted yet, has he? But apparently, they're still discussing whether to indict it, but it appears that it's less likely against this rookie Cleveland police officer after two outside reports concluded that he was reasonable, the officer, in deciding to shoot Tamir Rice, who was 12 years old. Remember that from
at the playground
last November? Yeah. Right, he had a toy gun.
In his pants.
In his pants.
Yeah. Not pointed at anybody, not waving.
The investigation will continue. A grand jury will ultimately decide the charges. The gun was a replica, looked like the real thing, but it was in his pants. He hadn't taken it out of his pants. What in the world are we coming to? It's just, okay, shoot first.
What's crazy, too, is why do you have toy guns that look so real?
Yeah.
And why do...
colors like Nerf guns and...
Right, you know, neon green or something. And also, why would a kid carry something? Why do they even sell them? Why would
this
a kid carry around
gun,
something
so
like that?
It does look... And if you go to the sporting... Like, walk into Dick's Sporting Goods and look at the pellet guns. They look real. My son's like, oh, I want one of those.
No.
I would buy him one for he and I to go out and shoot somewhere, but for him to have access to that thing, no. Because this is what happens. People freak out, think you have a real gun. They call the cops. The cops show up at 60 miles an hour, jump out of the car, and wailing around with that thing, and they react.
You would buy him a gun?
Sure.
At 12.
He's 11.
11?
Yeah. I would buy him a pellet gun that he and I only, he would not have access to it, would take out to a field somewhere and target shoot. Yes, I would.
All right. A pellet gun. I don't think that it's wrong for youngsters.
I had a pellet gun. I still have my pellet gun from when I was a kid. Doesn't work, but I still have it.
I can remember. We had a pellet gun.
The Daisy Rifles, remember?
My father used to use the... He used to sit in the window upstairs in the bathroom and shoot the pellet gun at the neighbor's dog who would come over and poop in our flower garden. Yes, I can still remember him naked, sitting on the john, shooting the pellet gun at this boxer from next door who came down every morning, took a dump on the flower garden, and then went back next door again.
That really explains a lot about how you got here.
Yes, that really does. That really does.
I mean, that really clears a lot of things.
Really?
Woohoo.
Thank you.
I remember that one.
It all makes sense now.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, perhaps I ought to move on.
I mean, you had a Daisy pellet gun or a BB gun when you were a kid, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. Yes, right.
You remember, like, yeah. My brother, he shot and it ricocheted off and hit me in the butt, and I got stung in the butt with it.
Mm-hmm.
We broke
Never been the same.
A window with one.
Mm-hmm.
We were all idiots with kids, and everybody lived.
Right.
Well, almost everybody.
Let me ask you, with a pellet gun, I mean, does it penetrate pellet guns?
It can.
It can?
Penetrated the butt of this boxer from next door. Sooner or later, he stopped coming down. He associated getting shot in the butt with taking a dump in the flower garden and decided not to keep doing that. So perhaps that's how it works. It's reinforcement, though, Roberta. That's really what it is.
Okay.
I can't imagine using it in New York where you are. I can't imagine it, you know, somebody on 42nd Street with a BB gun aimed out at the street where there may have been a dog that was peeing on the fire hydrant down there. I don't
even know if they're legal in New York. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. No, don't be honest with us. Tell us a story.
They are.
Are they legal?
Yeah,
in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We're talking about crime and punishment. Item number two, the drug inmates. Did you realize the feds say there are 40,000 people, mostly men, in jail for small-time drug offenses? 40,000 people in the system. Now, because we're looking at overcrowding, it could be that these 40,000 are eligible for reduced sentences. All those in favor say aye.
Sure. Most of them.
Well, the thing that I want to know more about, because I believe that drug dealers belong in the same category as rapists and murderers,
right,
depending on how, and they all should be put in jail forever, lock the door, throw away the key. Nobody who's involved in the serious sale of drugs, any more than somebody who is involved as a rapist or a murderer, deserves a second chance. I don't think you give people like that a second chance, because most of the stories, most of the information, most of the follow-up would suggest to you that people who do that once will do it again, and there's no amount of rehab that'll fix their problem, whatever their problem is. Is that the case with small-time drug dealers? I guess we got to define what small-time is. And I haven't seen a definition of that. I don't think people should be in jail at all for using drugs, because there's a crime against nobody but themselves. So it's asinine for people to be in jail who have done drugs. Mm-hmm. It's foolish. To put people away who are selling drugs? Yes, absolutely. Now, do we find degrees? Is it selling marijuana? Is it selling cocaine?
Or is it selling? If you sell drugs to children,
you go away and you're done.
That's it.
Finished.
Done.
Right.
Yep.
All right. So we don't disagree on that. All right, well,
by the way, BB guns are illegal in New York City.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes. In New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C.
I don't want to ever go to any of those cities again then, because if I can't use my BB gun,
everything's illegal in Washington, D.C.
It would seem. All right, it's 14 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli and her dumpster dive for today. It's the Queen of Cheap Report up next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom T-shirts.
Pizza cake.
You saw cake.
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license 1256, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Come to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Festinelli.
Wow!
Hi, Chrissy. She is overmodulated. Can you adjust that a little bit, please?
Maybe.
All right, let's see what we have, Roberta, in our dumpster dive for today.
Okay, Amazon. Amazon Prime. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
I am. If I can get to it. I can't figure out how to get to it, but yeah, I'm a Prime member.
Oh, goodness. Call me up later. I'll walk you through it.
Thank you, Roberta. That's sweet
so
of you.
So funny.
Thank you.
But through the 14th of October, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get a free subscription for 4 months to up to 3 participating magazines, and some of them are really good. I just I did The Family Handyman, and I did Reader's Digest. It was fantastic. Now, what's really important, that because this is only 4 months, what you have to do is turn off the auto-renewal function, so that way you get your free 4 months, and then it stops, unless you want to keep it going, and then you'll be charged $12 for 1 year, which is not bad. You think it's like $1 a month. So not bad at all. So all the instructions are at DougStephan.com. at the Queen of Cheap section, the Better Living, and we'll tell you how to turn off the auto renewal as well. Now, free Domino's pizzas today,
really?
Courtesy of MLB, Major League Baseball. You have to be a member first, so you go to MLB.com, create an account, and then at 3 o'clock today, go to the link that we have for you at DougStephan.com, and just keep hitting the renewal button so it keeps like cycling until you see the screen come up to get your free Domino's pizzas, a free medium pizza. They're giving away 27,000 medium pizzas today. So get in line. And today's Columbus Day, big day for
Columbus was a bum.
Yeah, but it's Columbus Day. People
it is
day.
Columbus Day.
A lot
it
of
is
states,
a bum.
You know, they got big sales. Big sales going on. Best Buy up to 75% off. Children's Place 50% off. Gap up to 40% off. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we have the link for you to get a list of everything that is on sale at the major stores at DougStephan.com. And even Disney's getting into the act for Halloween. Thank goodness we still have Halloween stuff. I went into Dollar Tree yesterday and they had Christmas stuff up already. So 40% off select costumes and accessories at the Disney store. They start as low as just under $6, so that's really great if you're looking for a costume for your kid. And all this wonderful stuff you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section, in the Better Living section, at DougStephan.com.
All right, every day the listings are there. Every day that Roberta is here, we have new, fresh listings. You can check them out. Some of them are good. They have sort of an evergreen quotient to them.
Right, yep.
Yeah. First radio station changing to Christmas music happens this week as well. Unga Bunga. Yes, 21 after on Good Day.
Hang your stockings and say a prayer. Those bells will come to life. I'm concerned.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Especially for the people that are new listening to the program today.
Right.
So you will know that you never know what to expect. This is Luciano Pavarotti, who would have turned 80 today.
Luciano.
What did I say?
Luciano
Pavarotti.
Luciano. The I is pronounced the H in Italian.
Fascinelli. All right. So his thought, which we pass along, if you know why you fall in love, you aren't in love. Oh my God. Is that that's so provocative. Those of us who are in love or have been in love, and you think about what it is. I remember my coach said to me once when we were going through some of the things that were...
Your football coach?
Topsy-turvy. No, my personal coach.
Oh, your personal coach.
Yes, right. Said to me as we were talking about the various things that were going on in my love life, she said, that's love. And love is one of those things that's hard to explain, it would appear. So thank you, Luciano Pavarotti. This is a great version, by the way. On all the classic hit stations, classic hits, when I say classical music stations that play the hits now, this is heard very frequently. It's good. Everybody all like this? Thank you, Richard.
Hey, Ken, how did your son do at the tryouts for the Mets this past week? And
good question, Richie. Thanks for remembering that. Yeah. How'd he do?
He was great. He didn't win, but there were 36 people competing to go to the next round, and most of them were older and had more experience. But
what a great experience he getting there. God love him.
How old is he?
21.
Right.
Most of them were in their upper 20s.
Yeah. Good. Good luck. He'll be fine. He'll do well. All right. This is also the anniversary of the passing of singer-songwriter John Denver, who was piloting an experimental plane that crashed into Monterey Bay on this date in 1997. Witnesses say the plane made of fiberglass with a single engine and two seats was flying from 500 feet. when it dropped unexpectedly into the ocean, what turned out to be the problem was there was no gas in the plane.
He ran out of gas.
He didn't have any gas.
Prop Titans? Check. Oil pressure? Check. Something I'm forgetting here.
Yeah. Was it? The thing that
you
I think
he may have done that on purpose.
Well, I think that there's a medical. His wife had left him. He was a very unhappy guy. So I think there's something to be said. But the music he left behind, my God.
I hear the last thing people heard as he flew above.
My God, I'm a country boy.
Just played the song by Luciano Pavarotti, and it reminds me of the song that John Denver did with opera singer Placido Domingo called Perhaps Love.
Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort, it is there to give you warmth. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home.
Interesting combination.
Boy, if they let me try this with my electric guitar and a distortion pedal, I could do things with this.
You always have to ruin it. What a great, great song. We were listening to it in the car coming back from the Cape yesterday. It's one of those songs you open the, turn the windows, put the windows down, and just turn the radio up and just
sing. God, I wish I had a video of that. That's a sitcom right there.
Oh, my God. All right. So we celebrate John Denver and all of his great music and the thoughts of Luciano Pavarotti. Luciano, Roberta. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, a public health problem raises its ugly head again. This is Dr. James on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is public health? It's when we look at populations as a whole and ask, what's making them sick? What's killing them? We do this in the hope that we can then help you as an individual live healthier and longer. And this brings me to the latest gun violence, the mass shooting in Oregon. Here's the thing. Gun violence seems so overwhelming that people are resigned to it. But think cars. Years ago, the slaughter on our highways was awful. So we studied the why and how people die in car crashes. Then design cars better and raise driving standards. Some of you listening to me now in your car are alive because we did this. We can do the same with gun violence without stripping anyone of their rights. All we need is funding to understand the why and the how and the will to change. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Going on today. It's Monday, October the 12th. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, with a couple of stories about how to pay off student debt coming up in a moment. First, though, how many of you know that there are only 158 families that have provided about half of the early money for those who are trying to capture the president's seat in the White House? 158 families have provided nearly half of the money so far
being a Trump
in the campaign.
But not to Bernie. Not
white,
to Bernie.
Rich, old men, basically trying to remake to their own liking the story. But the people who are involved in the other sectors of our society, for example, women, hello, black voters, the Hispanic voters. We have in our country now a really interesting, a vamp through the Valley of the Rich and Famous. I take exception not to their being rich or famous. I take exception to the laws which allow these people to so influence, to warp the reality of what the choices are. And people say it's freedom of speech. Do you know how much baloney that is? There's nothing about freedom of speech, nothing free when people are pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into campaigns that may or may not be good for the rest of us. And I resent it as much as I can possibly express myself on the air, how I resent this change in what has been...
I think most people resent it, Doug.
Yeah, I think they do.
I really don't think it matters what side of the political
fence you're on. Yep.
Most people resent it.
Yeah, right.
And it's this whole thing with Citizens United. It has to be overturned.
So the $176 million that has been already... kicked into the first phase of the campaign. This is an investigation from New York Times report over the weekend. You look at the business, and I don't even have a problem with business influencing. This is a country that's built on business, independent business mm-hmm. people, but not people, and some of them have created, some of these people who started these small businesses have created vast wealth, which is terrific. But under the circumstance, the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, which was 5 years ago, was done against the best interests and the well wishes of the American people. So now these people who have a lot of money are more influencing the outcome, and it's good for them, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the way that the big money has gone behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership as an example, a current example of how wrong something like this is for the basic majority of people who live in our country, and yet these sorts of things are being supported by business people that had to build their business one jump at a time, one brick at a time, whatever it is. What I think you would find if you looked into this would be that most of the money is now inherited and not earned. And there's a difference between the people who are coming up who are earning a lot of money, who are smart at their job or good at their game or however you want to. I mean, I know dozens of people who have become quite wealthy, but they weren't when they got out of school. They created something that is in the spirit of the American tradition, and they worked their way up. And most of them have the same political philosophy that I do. As a matter of fact, most people, not all people, but most people who are in business are interested in having less government and being able to prove what it is that they're doing works on their own without having some snot-nosed kid who doesn't know anything about the business really tell them how to run the business, because on page 43 of this government book, it says this is how you do it. And that's one of the problems. But then there are others. A fellow I know very well, who is a wonderful man, he served on the Board of Trustees with me at Heidelberg, who graduated from college as an accountant. And I'll tell you this one story, and it gives you, I think, hope. It gives us all hope that we can still create the American dream. Fellow who drove an old, I think it was an old Ford Pinto or something when he went to school. And he went to work for, he was good at his, in college he did very well. And then after that, he decided that he'd try, and he filled applications to work for some of the top accounting firms, and went to work for Deloitte. Is it Touche? What is that? I never remember. It's one of the top accounting companies in the country. Isn't it called Deloitte Touche? Something like that.
Yeah, anyway, something like that.
Not important to the story. So he works there, and he's put in charge of the big accounts that have a lot of natural gas and oil properties. So he specializes in the tax ramifications of these people and companies that have natural gas, because there are special things. All these companies like this, they have, these businesses like this, have special sections in the tax code that you can invest here and get credit there and yada, yada, yada. So he learned how to do that. And from that, he decided he'd take a shot at that business himself. So he very quietly and conservatively bought a few natural gas leases and a couple of oil leases, and then he bought a few more, and he bought a few more, and so, before you know it, this guy's amassing a certain amount of wealth based on what he learned and how he knows how to do this particular job. So he's about 10 years into it and goes off on his own, starts a company that buys and holds these leases and owns oil and gas rights here and there, and he starts developing land in the suburban Columbus area, and does well with that, gets a partner, and now in his 30th year of having this company, the guy's worth a lot of money. But he did it, figured it out, and took it, not advantage of, but the opportunities are here. He created a business from nothing. Zero. And that, to me, is what America is all about. I guess you could say that's what I did here. I created a brand on the radio that is unique. And the program and how I do it is unique. So maybe that's another story. But when these companies, what this man has done will be preserved because he's now taught other people how to do it. So this company is going to continue to grow, and people that are involved in it will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He doesn't involve himself in politics at all, even though he has strong political beliefs that are similar to mine. And most of the people that I'm friendly with have the same political beliefs. Even if they aren't Democrats or Republicans, they see what's going on and understand what's wrong. But they're not trying to buy their way into a solution. They're trying to, argue their way into a solution to the problem. Isn't that the way? Discuss it, work it through. And so when you look at all of these people who are from large corporations trying to influence what's going on, and you hear me talking about all these people, the ones I don't like especially, like Monsanto and the big ag outfits and the big pharma companies and that sort of stuff. But make no mistake, they will have their impact. How much of it are you going to let them get away with is up to you and how active you become. Because Roberta just said the other thing a minute ago that's very important here to realize. That Bernie Sanders, and I'm not a supporter of Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't vote for him probably. I can't imagine the circumstance in which I'd vote for him. Roberta may be first there, and that's cool because that's who she likes. But the fact that he's doing things, he and Trump both are doing it the right way, the ethical way, the moral way. Either you don't take any contributions at all, or you take small contributions from the people whose work you're doing is going to be influenced by what you what your decisions are. I think that's the way to do it. I think the other way is just so un-American and wrong. It's immoral, it's unethical, it's cheating, it's all of those things. So anyway, I thought that it would be, and I find it interesting, the New York Times is so biased in how they do most of this stuff, but I do find many of the ideas they have are worth our consideration. They go through the list of people who have given money to Rick Perry, for example. The Republicans have gotten $138 million of this $175 million. The rest of it went to the Democrats. But the Democrats, Mrs. Clinton is... raised how much money? What, $42 million? Didn't I see that?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's from people like this that we're talking about. And that's where the difference is. And I'm betting that in the Democratic debate tomorrow night, Bernie Sanders, if he's smart, will take a shot at her because of that. He'll explain
absolutely
how people are giving money to his campaign and how Mrs. Clinton is collecting money from various places, and maybe there's a question about the Clinton Foundation and all that stuff that'll come up. But anyway, I just think you ought to know, or it ought to be on the top of all of our minds, how much money the average of these families is $250,000 each so far. Wow. So far.
Wow.
And we're a year away from the election. And so far, these 158 families that have contributed to the Republicans, I think 178 altogether families, but 158 of them contributed $250,000 or more in the campaign through the end of last month. It's a lot of dough. And it's, what are you doing with that money? What do you think is going to be the outcome of your putting that kind of dough into an election? It's just wrong. All right, so that's my point of view. You can share yours if you disagree. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, or 888-302-3684. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish Woodlow tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminates with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/sweepstakes for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken. But I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, coming up at 48 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli. The focus is on how to pay off your student debt. And there are several different examples of it today. One might be a little more desirable in some people's minds than another way, but Roberta, of course, following the one that might be a little more scurrilous, has found the story of a pimp who's helping his prostitutes pay off their student loans.
And it's completely legal. That's yes. The thing.
Well, they're doing it at the ranch, right?
It's in Nevada. It's at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And he says quite a few, about 18% of the girls who work for him have student debt. Anywhere, you know, from $40,000 to $100,000 in student debt. And he's come up with a matching dollar-for-dollar program for the next couple of months to help his girls pay off their student debt.
So if they make $100 a day, he'll give them another $100 to pay off their student debt.
No. If they're paying $100 towards their student loan, he will give them an additional $100. He'll match every payment that they make.
Really? But the real story here is that these women are buried in debt.
Yep.
From college, mm-hmm. and that they cannot pay it off fast enough, and the interest makes the loan grow faster.
Escalate. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they
your federal
resort.
This is federal government helping you out right. there, boys.
So they
girls.
Resort right. to going to the bunny ranch to work, mm-hmm. so that they can make enough money, and with the matching program, they're able to pay their student loans off and leave that job debt free and go work in their field.
Here's
they cannot
woman.
Make enough money to work. To pay off no. loans in their field.
Here's a
right.
woman who was a cheerleader at the University of Michigan, 40,000 grand federal student loan. She started working at the Bunny Ranch. Apparently she found that she liked Mr. Hoff, who owns the ranch, And he started the program with her, but then it
expanded
went to other workers in the field. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So, what do you think? I mean,
what does that say?
You know, what I think.
Well, what does that say? That says a lot.
Some of the student loan, the way that the government is working these numbers, I think that's much more immoral or unethical than prostitution.
Right.
It is. Is it or not?
Yes, absolutely.
The fact that they have to go to prostitution to pay the government off for their student loans is because they can't make enough money in their field is just ludicrous.
And that their employer matches their debt payments.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Let's hear it for the pimp.
Woohoo!
Hear it for the boys. 51 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they get the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
No Burger King for him. Dick Dale performing Miserloo, which came from the movie Pulp Fiction, number one movie this week in 1994. Unbelievably gross, violent, horrible. I know many of you like the movie.
It's, you know what? It's a great, just interactions like that between them two. And Bruce Willis, there's just some classic lines and classic scenes in it, but you're right. It's very hardcore, but it's the movie that saved John Travolta's career.
Yeah.
He was gone, done. See ya, adios.
Yeah. Dogs got personality. Personality goes the wrong way.
So by that rationale, if a pig had a better personality, he'd cease to be a filthy animal. Is that true?
Well, we have to be talking about one charming pig. I mean, he had to be 10 times more charming than that arm on Green Acres. You know what I'm saying?
You probably
don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention, they show shows, right?
There you go. All right. So here's a movie that has. has had a lot of all kinds of awards. Was this the first movie that Quentin Tarantino developed?
Yeah.
I think it was
this was his first big movie.
All right, so anyway, Pulp Fiction, as we get started with the movie moments, Chuck Curry is off today, so Ken Kessler is going to run through the top 10 movies, what did best at the box office over the weekend, coming up next year on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends, and it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood, 20% on stylish wood look tile, and get coupon savings on quality dream home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Ty Lee. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so let's get to how things worked out over the weekend. My prediction was The Martian would be number one. Am I on solid ground there, Kenny?
Yes, you are. For the second week in a row, The Martian's number one. Picked up another $37 million this weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if with the holiday, if it counts as the whole weekend yet.
Oh, because today is a quasi-holiday, yeah.
Right. The animated Hotel Transylvania 2, Adam Sandler's movie, is number two with $20 million. Hugh Jackman's movie Pan, the Peter Pan movie, I don't know if after 1 week it can be considered a flop, but it only pulled in $15 million this weekend.
That doesn't look like... It never looked like something was going to catch on. I didn't think it looked like that for fairly obvious reasons.
Doug, would you go back and see The Martian again?
You know, Richie, I might if I were taking somebody else. I think I'm wondering whether there's a sequel here to this.
Like they send it back.
The Pluton.
My favorite Martian.
Right.
Right. All right, keep going, Kenny.
The Intern is number four with $8.6 million.
Good million. Yeah, good movie. Good.
Sicario is number five, $7.35
Very
million.
Violent about the Mexican drug cartels.
The Maze Runner sequel is next, $5.25
million.
Anybody
understand that movie? What's it about? Well, I don't get that movie.
I haven't seen it.
Kind of a Hunger Games sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The Walk is next, $3.65 million. Johnny Depp in Black Mass, $3.13 million.
That never really did as well as people thought it was going to do.
No, it's only, it hasn't even gotten to $60 million yet, and it's been four weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Everest is number nine, and the horror movie The Visit is number 10.
That the Everest movie is supposed to be very, very tough to watch because of what happens to the people when they're frozen to death climbing up Mount Everest. And so it was, the story sounded interesting, but I don't know, I'll watch a lot of people get cut up by the ice and snow. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.